弟兄姊妹和朋友们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
感谢主，今天我们有一个传福音的聚会。
We thank the Lord that we have a gospel meeting today.
耶稣真的爱我们。
Because Jesus truly loves us.
他因为爱才来到地上。
Because of his love, he came to this earth.
他因为爱才为我们上十字架流血舍命。
Because of his love, he went onto the cross, shed his blood, and died for us.
我们求主借着圣灵的工作。
We ask that through the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们今天的每一个朋友都摸到主耶稣的爱。
That every friend that came here today may touch the love of the Lord.
我们来读两个地方的圣经。
We'll read two passages from the Bible.
首先，我们来请读路加福音第二章。
First, we'll read from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2.
我们第二章请读一到十四节。
We'll read from verse 1 through 14.
我们请弟兄姊妹帮忙你旁边的福音朋友啊，如果有人没有圣经的话，帮忙给一下圣经。
We ask brothers and sisters to help those around you. If someone doesn't have a Bible, please help them find one.
我们要确定啊，他们都读到主的话。
We want to be sure that they have read God's words.
主的话就是生命，他能够救我们的。
Because the word of God is life and can save us.
路加福音第二章，我们要读一到十四节。
The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 14.
我们中文和英文都一起读。
We'll read Chinese and English together.
一起来。
Together.
当那些日子，该撒雅古士都有旨意下来，叫天下人民都报名上册。这是居里流做叙利亚巡抚的时候，头一次行报名上册的事。众人各归各城，报名上册。约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太去。到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒，因他本是大卫一族一家的人，要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上册。那时玛利亚的身孕已经重了，他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了，就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人，夜间按着根刺看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。第二处请读罗马书。
Second passage is from the book of Romans.
罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
第五章我们先读一到十二节。
We'll read first from verses 1 through 12.
罗马书第五章第一到十二节。
Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 12.
好，我们一起来。
Together.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合，我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱都灌在我们心里。因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。为义人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候 为我们死，神的爱在此向我们显明了。现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒，因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的生得救了。不但如此，我们既借着我主耶稣基督得与神和好，也就借着他以神为乐。这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。接着我们读17到21。
Following, we will read verses 17 through 21.
一起来。若因一人的过犯，死就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中做王吗？如此说来，因一次的过犯，众人都被定罪；照样因一次的义行，众人也就被称义得生命了。因一人的悖逆，众人成为罪人；照样因一人的顺从，众人也成为义了。律法本是外天的，叫过犯显多，只是罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。就如罪作王叫人死，照样恩典也借着义作王，叫人因我们的主耶稣基督得永生。好吧，我们再有点祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer. Lord, together we want to give you all the praise and worship once again.
你是万有的主，是我们每一个人的主。
Because you are the Lord of the universe and you are our Lord.
我们感谢你在十字架上所成就的救恩。
We thank you for the salvation you accomplished on the cross.
因这救恩，你成了我们的救主。
And because of the salvation, you became our Savior.
你乐意救我们。
And you desire and you want to save us.
你有能力救我们。
You have the power to save us.
所以今天早晨，
So this morning,
我们把亲爱的朋友们都交在你的手中。
We commit our dear friends into your hands.
求你的爱感动每一颗心。
May your love touch every heart.
愿圣灵在这里毫无拦阻的工作。
And that the work of the Holy Spirit may not be hindered here.
把神的爱浇灌在每一个心里。
So that the love of God may be poured out into the hearts of all.
让我们的刚硬在爱中融化了。
And that our hardening hearts would be melted.
让我们的怀疑在爱中被赶走了。
And our doubts be cast away through love.
主啊，愿你怜悯我们。
Lord, may you have mercy upon us.
我们不知道怎样传你的福音。
For we do not know how to preach your gospel.
因为这福音太过伟大。
Because this gospel is too great.
这救主太过伟大。
And the Savior is too great.
那里是我们拙口笨舌的人可以讲得清楚的呢。
And for those of us who are unable to properly display this, Lord, we cannot speak of it.
主啊，求你自己说话。
Lord, may you speak yourself.
求你自己拯救。
May you save.
这些朋友都是你自己感动来的。
For these friends were moved by you to come.
都是你所呼召、所拣选的。
And they were called by you and chosen by you.
愿他们今天就在这里得生命。
May they receive your life here today.
得着救主。
And to receive their Savior.
我们把一下时间恭敬交在主的手中。
We commit the following time into your hands.
求主与我们同在。
Lord, be with us.
保守这个地方。
And protect this place.
保守每一个人的心思。
And be with all our thoughts and our minds.
是话语给为你做出口的人。
And give words to those who are speaking.
奉我主耶稣宝贵的圣名。
We pray this in our Lord Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 刚才我们所读的路加福音第二章。
What we just read from Luke chapter 2.
讲到神的儿子耶稣基督降生的那段历史。
Spoke of the history of the Son of God coming to this earth and his birth.
我们所传的福音。
The gospel that we preach
跟地上的宗教都不一样
is different from all the religions of the world.
地上的宗教 你不需要跟那个救主有什么关系，你照样可以信他。
In the religions of this world, you do not have any interaction with this, with the with their god.
Head of religion.
With their head of religion.
但是基督教。
But Christianity.
我们姑且这样说哈，就是你现在所要信的这个，只有你认识这位救主，并且跟他有了关系，你才得救。
Let's say it in this way. Only when you come to know the Lord and your Savior and have a relationship with Him can you be saved.
所以神需要让我们认识他的儿子。
So God must allow us to know His Son.
神让我们认识他儿子的方法就是让他到地上来。
And the way that He allows us to do this is to allow His Son to come to this world.
然后借着他一生所说所行的，让我们认识他，接受他。
And through his actions here on earth and all that he said allows us to know him.
刚才我们所读的这一段
What we've just read
是在罗马帝国的时候
was in the time of the Romans.
在以色列人在罗马帝国所下当奴隶的那段日子
when the Israelites were slaves under the Roman Empire.
所以他的王是罗马的皇帝叫该撒雅古士都
So, The emperor at that time was Caesar Augustus.
在他那个时候，就下令说，所有他管辖的范围的百姓都需要回到他们的本地本城去报名上册，好像户口普查这样。
And under his command, he wanted all those who lived under his regions to go back to their hometowns so that they can have a census.
但是是神感动他这样做。
But it is God who moved him to do so.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为在那个时候，有一个婴孩是与众不同的。
Because at that time, there was a young child who was different from any other.
他要出生。
He was to be born.
他的出生地点是神所选定的。
And the location of his birth was chosen by God.
而且在他整个未出生之前，神已经用了许多的预言讲到这个孩子。
And before his birth, God through many prophecies spoke of this child.
像从创世纪的第三章。
For example, from Genesis chapter 3.
那是早在这个时候之前将近四千年的时候。
It was before this time period about 4,000 years.
当人类的始祖亚当犯罪了。
When the forefather of humankind, Adam, sinned.
虽然神宣告了审判
Even though he, God gave his judgment.
但是在审判当中神也同时宣告了一个拯救
But through his judgment, at the same time, he announced his salvation.
所以那里就特别讲到一句话
So there's a phrase.
因为是蛇来引诱亚当犯罪因为夏娃亚当犯罪
Because it was the serpent who tempted Eve,to sin and therefore Adam.
所以神就向蛇说
So God said to the serpent,
有一位女人的后裔
There will be a descendant of this woman.
她要来伤蛇的头
He will bruise your head.
但是蛇呢也不甘示弱
But the serpent does not admit defeat.
她也要来伤那位女人后裔的后脚跟
She will also bruise the heel of that the descendant of this woman.
这就是十字架的故事。
And this is the story of the cross.
早在创世纪第三章里面已经告诉我们，我们的救主有一天要被伤。
And so in Genesis chapter 3, it tells us that our Savior one day will be bruised.
这位救主不是男人的后裔。
And the Savior is not the descendant of man.
他跟男人毫无关系。
He has no relation with man.
也可以说他跟人毫无关系。
That is to say, he has no relation with people.
他只不过是圣灵把一个孕放在一个童贞女的里面。
It is through the Holy Spirit that a virgin was pregnant.
所以他的生命，他身上所流的血液，完全没有人的罪。
So his life and his blood has no sin in it.
这样一个救主就在圣经中开始预言。
And so through the Bible, such a Savior was prophesied.
然后三千多年之后
And 3,000 years later,
先知以赛亚又预言
The prophet Isaiah prophesied.
必有童贞女要怀孕生子
That a virgin is to be with child.
人要称他的名为以马内利
And man will call him Emmanuel.
以马内利就是神与人同在。
And the meaning of Emmanuel is that God is with us.
那是很清楚地讲出来说，这位婴孩就是神。
And very clearly it states that this child is God.
他的降世就是神来到人间。
And his birth is him coming in among man.
就是神与人同在了。
That is God is with man.
并且告诉我们说，
It also tells us.
他的名字要叫耶稣。
That his name is to be called Jesus.
耶稣是什么意思呢？
What does Jesus mean?
耶稣就是救主。
Jesus means Savior.
所以圣经解释说，
So the Bible explains.
因为他要把他的百姓从罪恶中拯救出来。
Because he is to deliver his people from sin.
所以这位孩子，
So this child
就这样诞生了。
Was born.
刚才我们所读到的，
What we've just read.
他必须出生在伯利恒。
He was to be born in Bethlehem.
为什么呢？
Why is this?
因为他到地上来是要做王的。
Because he is to be king here on earth.
所以他必须生在大卫的这个祖系里头。
So he must be born in the lineage of David.
大卫的本城是伯利恒。
And the hometown of David is Bethlehem.
在耶路撒冷南边一点点的地方。
And it's just south of Jerusalem.
可是约瑟和玛利亚，玛利亚就是生耶稣的这一位。
But Joseph and Mary, and Mary is the mother of Jesus.
他们是住在北方，在加利利地区的一个拿撒勒城。
They're from up north in Galilee.
圣灵就感动这位王。
So the king, or so God, moved this king.
该撒雅古士都。
Caesar Augustus.
他就下令要来一个人口普查。
Proclaimed that he wanted to have a census.
因为如果你熟悉旧约圣经，就知道了。
If you're familiar with the Old Testament,
有许多的王都曾经被神所用。
You'll know that many kings were used by God.
他们不一定是信主的。
They might not be believers.
但是因为我们的神，他是所有王的权柄。
But because our God is the authority over all kings.
所以这些王，他所有的都在神的管辖之中。
So all these kings are under his command.
所以这个王就下令。
So this king proclaimed,
你的圣灵的感动,
through the moving of the Holy Spirit,
让约瑟和玛利亚就回到了大卫的本乡，叫做伯利恒。
So that Joseph and Mary could return back to Bethlehem,
为我们全人类生下了救主。
And to bear for us all a Savior.
朋友们，这是一件不得了的大事。
Friends, this is something so great.
我想我们都知道，以色列人是蒙神所拣选的。
I think we all know that the Israelites were chosen by God.
他们很早就知道。
They knew right from the beginning.
神要为人类预备一个救主。
That God was to prepare for a man a savior.
一直等，一直等。
And they kept waiting, and they kept waiting.
等了三四千年。
And they waited 3,000, 4,000 years.
一个一个的男孩子在以色列人中出生。
And the male children were born one after another.
没有等到一个是可以做救主的。
And they could not find one that was suitable.
虽然以色列中有很多的先知。
Even though there were many prophets in Israel.
他们都是非常敬虔爱神的。
And they were truly devout and loved the Lord.
他们也都是受以色列百姓所敬重的。
And they were held in high regard by the Israelites.
但他们只不过是先知。
But they were but prophets.
有一位要来的。
There was one who was to come.
他必须是神的儿子。
He must be the son of God.
他必须是神。
He must be God.
他才有资格来做救主。
So that he would be qualified to be saved.
所以我们今天看到的时候。
So today when we see.
天使在这里报告。
That the angels here proclaimed.
他报告什么呢？
What did they announce?
他说，我报给你们大喜的信息。
I give you good news of great joy.
是关乎万民的。
It is pertaining to all.
这个是大喜的信息。
This is good news of great joy.
我们要说，这是一个真的大喜的信息。
We want to say that this is a true good news of great joy.
我们人很容易怀疑神的话。
As man, we often doubt God's words.
即使神把他的心挖出来给我们看的时候。
Even though God took out his heart for us to see.
可能我们还怀疑他。
Maybe we would still doubt him.
所以我要强调说。
So I want to emphasize.
这是一个真的大喜的信息。
This is a true good news of great joy.
凡是相信的人就有福了。
All those who believe will be blessed.
今天救恩城的两千年。
And after salvation has been here for 2,000 years.
在全世界各个民族、各个语言、各个肤色当中。
In all the ethnicities, all the peoples.
神已经救了无数的人成为他的儿女。
God has delivered and saved many to be His child.
所以这是一个真的大喜的信息。
So this is truly the good news of great joy.
这大喜的信息简单的说。
Simply speaking.
就是一个充满喜乐的好消息。
This is a news that is full of joy.
朋友们。
Friends.
这真的是一个好消息。
This is truly great news.
因为当这位救主来到之后。
Because once the Savior came to the
city. 所有蒙他拯救的人。
All those who are saved by Him.
我们得到一个非常大的祝福。
We have received a very important
blessing. 就是喜乐。
This is joy.
就是喜乐。
That is joy.
朋友们，喜乐是金钱买不来的。
Friends, you cannot buy joy with money.
你是地位也不能换的。
And you cannot change that with your status.
喜乐是从神来的。
Because joy is from God.
这个喜乐是借着什么来产生的？
And where did this joy come from?
是借着平安。
It comes through peace.
因为没有平安就不会有喜乐。
Friends, without peace, we have no joy.
如果我们心中有亏欠。
If we have any shortcomings, shortchangings in our heart,
我们做了亏心事了。
We have shortchanged someone.
我们不会有喜乐。
We will not have joy.
我们心中有忧虑。
If we have worries in our hearts,
我们不会有喜乐。
We will also not have joy.
我讲一个我自己很失败的例子。
I want to share an example of my own failure.
在我读初中的时候。
When I was still studying in middle school.
有一天我的朋友就带我去看一个老师的那个鸟房。
One day, one of my friends brought me to see a bird cage that belonged to our teacher.
我生平第一次看到这么多漂亮的鸟。
And it was the first time I had seen so many beautiful birds.
结果呢，我就起了贪心。
So then I got greedy.
我这里走走，那里走走，一直看。
I walked here, walked there, and I kept pacing and looking at the birds.
我就想说，我如果把这个鸟带一只回去家里就好了。
And I thought to myself, if I could just take one of these birds home, it would be great.
这我想来想去。
So I kept thinking about it.
这大的鸟不能抓。
I can't take one of the big birds.
一抓我老师就听见了。
Because once I take it, my teacher will hear.
不是鸟被抓住，是我被抓住。
It's not that the bird would be taken, but I would be caught.
啊，我就看，有一窝金丝雀，可能。
But I saw that there was some canaries there.
啊，是金黄色的。
It was golden yellow.
啊，他孵了几只小的金丝雀。
And he had given birth to a few baby canaries.
我想说大鸟不能抓，我就抓小鸟。
And I thought I can't take the big ones, the adult ones, but I'll take the baby.
我想说抓一只不太好，抓两只比较有伴。
And I thought just having one it'll be lonely, so I better take two.
所以把这两只呢都没有开眼睛也没有羽毛的小鸟，我就把它抓到放到书包里面去。
So I took these newborn canaries that couldn't see, had no feathers, and I put it into my backpack.
这是我痛苦的开始。
This was the beginning of my suffering.
我一路上啊，跟同学们骑脚踏车啊，我就一直想着这两只小鸟不知道怎么样了。
The whole time as I was riding my bikes with my friends, I was thinking about the canaries.
我怕我的书啊，把小鸟给击死了。
And I was worried that my books would crush the babies.
开了骑了四个公里的路才回到家里。
After 4 kilometers, kilometers, I arrived home.
整个人都累坏了。
And I was exhausted.
啊，更糟糕的事情是我整晚都不能睡觉了。
Even worse, I couldn't sleep all night.
因为那两只小鸟呢都不吃我给它的东西。
Because those two baby birds did not eat anything I gave them.
因为我没有母鸟那个嘴巴还喂它。
Because I didn't have the beak of the mother to feed them.
啊，他们会冷，我用电灯照他们。
And they were cold, so I used a lamp to heat them up.
我怕照太热了，把他们照死掉了。
And I was afraid that I would overheat them.
所以我整夜就不安，我就不能睡觉。
So I was uneasy the entire night, and I couldn't sleep.
朋友们
，friends，
当我们犯罪的时候
，when we sin，
就失去了平安。
We lose this peace.
就失去了喜乐。
We lose this joy.
所以我一直等到天亮。
So I waited and waited until morning.
我就再带着两只小鸟就回到我的老师那里去。
And I brought these two baby chicks or baby birds back to my teacher.
去跟他承认我的罪。
To confess my sins.
我们老师非常好。
And my teacher is very good.
他是一个看起来就很和蔼的一个老师。
And he/she looked like
very, very, very loving.
looked like they were very loving.
他虽然满脸的胡子，但是呢，人很和气，你觉得？
Even though he had a face, a very full beard, he looked very gentle.
他就把两只小鸟带回去。
So he took the two baby birds home.
他也没有报告学校。
And he didn't tell the school.
他也没有骂我。
And he didn't scold me.
哎呀，这件事情让我非常非常的感动。
So this event caused me to be very moved.
朋友们。
Friends.
神今天呼召我们到他面前。
God has called us today before him.
其实他的要求也就是这样而已。
And his requirement is just this.
我们能够向他承认我们是有过犯的。
That we would confess that we have sins and transgressions.
我们需要他的赦免。
That we need his forgiveness.
我们需要跟他和好。
That we need to be reconciled to him.
朋友们。
Friends.
有多少东西会让我们产生不平安？
How many things in our lives cause us discomfort?
当我们心中骄傲的时候。
When our hearts are jealous,
我们里边不会平安。
Or we're prideful, we have
充满嫉妒的时候。
When we are full of jealousy,
也不会平安。
We have no peace.
我们发脾气跟人吵架的时候。
When we're angry, when we quarrel with people,
我们也不会平安。
We have no peace.
所以，我们很多时候不知道说我有什么罪。
So many times we think, what sin do I have?
但是，凡事做了以后。让你心中产生不安的那些都是罪。
But everything that you do that causes you uneasiness afterward is sin.
神的救恩来了。
But the salvation of God came.
他要给我们平安。
And he wants to give us peace.
平安带来喜乐。
And peace brings joy.
所以神在造了人之后。
So after God created man.
他乃是把他摆在伊甸园。
He placed him into the Garden of Eden.
伊甸就是快乐的意思。
And Eden means joy.
今天我们快乐吗？
Are we joyful today?
我们里面真平安吗？
Do we have true peace within us?
可能大部分时候没有。
Probably not most of the time.
但是神要把平安给我们。
But God wants to give us peace.
平安中把喜乐给我们。
To give us peace and joy.
这对我们太重要了。
This is too important to us.
朋友们，今天很多的疾病。
Friends, there are so many illnesses today.
都是因着我们里面不安。
It's caused by our unrest.
也因为我们里面不喜乐。
It's because we're not joyful within.
所以我们就失眠。
So we have insomnia.
我们就忧郁。
We have depression.
我们不仅里面有这些问题。
Not only do we have these issues within.
我们身体马上就受到严重的影响。
Our bodies are also immediately affected.
免疫力就下降。
And our immunity decreases.
疾病就来攻击我们。
And diseases and illnesses attack us.
所以圣经说，
So the Bible tells us,
喜乐的心乃是良药。
That joy is good medicine.
什么药是最好的药呢？
What is the best medicine?
不是中药，也不是西药。
It's not Chinese medicine, it's not Western medicine.
乃是喜乐的心。
But it is a joyful heart.
这位造我们的神为我们预备了一个最好的药。
This God who created us prepared the best medicine for us.
所以朋友们，
So friends,
不要失去你的平安。
Do not lose your peace.
不要失去你的喜乐。
Do not lose your joy.
这个东西是要我们命的东西。
Because these things will take our lives.
所以主耶稣来到地上。
So our Lord Jesus came to this earth.
就是要把喜乐和平安赐给我们。
To give us peace and to give us joy.
但是他要经过一些的手续。
But he has to go through trials.
他需要人跟他来合作。
And he needs man to cooperate with him.
所以刚才我们所读到的罗马书。
So what we just read from Romans.
罗马书是保罗使徒保罗所写的一卷书。
It is written by the apostle Paul.
他把救恩，把救恩的路给我们清清楚楚的讲述出来。
And he tells us very clearly the way of salvation.
这位使徒。
This apostle.
他明白神爱人的大爱。
He understood the great love that, with which God loves man.
他也知道人何等需要神的救赎。
And he knew how much man needs God's salvation.
所以他冒着一生生命的危险为人传福音。
So he put his life on the line to preach the gospel.
并且在神所给他的启示中，他写出很多的书卷来，告诉我们得救之道。
And through the revelation of God, he wrote many books for us.
在罗马书里边。
And through in Romans,
保罗就好像一位非常能够雄辩的律师。
He was like Paul is like a very great lawyer.
他 他把所认识的神的心意和律法向人来启示。
And he revealed the desires of God's heart and his law.
他把所有的真理扣得非常非常的紧密。
And the truths that he spoke of were flawless.
非常的非常的逻辑。
Very logical.
达到了一个无懈可击的地步。
And it was impeccable.
朋友们。
Friends.
如果你去读圣经。
If you read the Bible.
你会发现圣经把救恩清清楚楚地告诉你。
You will see that the Bible tells us the salvation very clearly.
我们之所以很难信主。
It's so hard for us to believe in the Lord.
因为我们没有更多相信神的话。
Because we do not believe more of God's word.
所以在这今天的聚会当中。
So in today's meeting.
在一个很短的时间里。
In a very short time.
我跟大家把圣经中关于救恩的真理很简要地说一下。
I want to say very simply the truth of salvation through the Bible.
神要让我们达到平安喜乐，头一个就是因信称义的真理。
The first truth that God wants us to receive through salvation is to be reconciled with God.
这也是马丁路德从教会的黑暗时期重新恢复的第一个真理。
Is to be justified by faith.And this is the justification by faith. And this is the first truth.
所以朋友们，如果你今天认识了因信称义，
So friends, if you today come to know justification by faith,
你就可以得救了。
You can be saved.
这里神称义我们是完全合法，是完全公义的。
And the way that he justifies us is completely right and righteous.
如果我们看一下罗马书五章第十二节。
If we take a look at Romans chapter 5, verse 12.
这里讲到说，这就如罪是从一人入了世界。
It says, therefore, just as through one man, sin entered into the world.
死又是从罪来的。
And death through sin.
于是死就临到众人。
And so death spread to all men.
因为众人都犯了罪。
Because all sin.
首先，神必须让我们知道一下，为什么今天人类面临这么大的问题。
First, God wants us to see why there are so many problems on earth.
刚才我们所说的那个不平安、不快乐。
The unrest and lacking joy we spoke of earlier.
那些呢，可能我们咬着牙根还是可以撑过去。
Maybe we can clench our teeth and get through those.
但是有个东西。
But there's one thing.
是古往今来最有钱、最有学问、最有地位的人都胜不过的。
That throughout history, those even with the greatest power, money, and authority could not overcome.
那就是死。
That is death.
朋友们，他这里讲到说，死怎么进到世界来的？
Friends, we see how did death come into the world?
是因为罪从一个人进到世界。
It is through sin from one man.
我们知道这个人就是亚当。
And we know that this man was
Adam. 他是全人类的始祖。
And we know that he's the father of all humankind.
这个讲到的世界，他说的就是世界上的人。
And this world that it talks about are the people of this world.
所以亚当一个人犯罪的时候，
So as Adam sinned,
罪的权势、罪的性质就进到他的里面去了。
The power of sin and its likeness came into man.
那他怎么进到亚当去，就到了全人类去了呢？
So how did it enter into Adam and then into all mankind?
在这里我做一点比方。
I want to give you an example.
从前我们在家乡啊，在美国大家不太做这种事，在我们乡下呢会杀鸡的。
Back in my hometown, maybe less so in America, we would kill chickens.
我妈妈呢把那个母鸡啊杀给我们吃的时候，
When my mom would butcher a chicken for us to eat,
我就看到那个母鸡啊，它里面有好多好多的那个卵包在里头。
We see the many many eggs, of the hen inside.
它从最大的到最小的，或者到小的地方呢，我都看不见那个蛋了。
They had larger ones and then medium and then all the way to the smallest ones that I couldn't really see.
在一个母鸡里面呢，它可以藏几千颗蛋。
And within one hen, there could be thousands of eggs.
她每天下一颗。
And she lays one each day.
那我要打的比方是什么呢？
Now what is my example here?
本来这只鸡如果好好活着，
If this chicken were to live,
那些里面的蛋啊，都会变成小鸡出来，对不对？
All the eggs within it would produce little chicken.
但是呢，这只母鸡被杀了。
But because this hen was butchered,
所以在它里面的那些小鸡啊，也统统一起被杀了。
So then all the little chicks within it also died.
所以罪从一个人进入的时候。
So when sin came into this world through one
man, 这个人死了。
This man died.
在它里面的人也都有罪，也都会死。
And everyone in him also has sin and will die.
我再打一个比方。
I'll give you another example.
中国人是这个皇帝的子孙，对不对？
The Chinese are the descendants of the Yellow Emperor.
啊，我们都知道皇帝跟蚩尤打了一场仗。
We know that the Yellow Emperor fought with 蚩尤。
感谢主啊，皇帝打赢了。
And thank the Lord, the Yellow Emperor overcame him.
所以今天才有这么多中国人可以出来这里。
That is why there are so many Chinese sitting here.
如果皇帝死了。
If the Yellow Emperor died,
你在哪里呢？
Where would you be?
都没有了。
You'd be gone.
因为我们都在皇帝里面的。
Because we're all within the Yellow Emperor.
所以我们再追溯回去。
So when we look back,
全人类神只造了一个人。
In all of mankind, God created only one man.
亚当。
That is Adam.
连夏娃呀，都从亚当的肋旁取出一块骨和肉所造出来的。
Even Eve was taken from the rib of Adam and his flesh.
所以夏娃也是从亚当而出。
So even Eve came from Adam.
那所有后面的人类，通通都是从亚当而出。
And all the rest of the people came from Adam.
所以当罪进入到亚当里面的时候
，So when sin entered into Adam,
亚当死了。
Adam died.
全人类死了。
And all mankind died.
所以亚当的后代，结局就是死亡。
So the result for all mankind is death.
所以今天你怎么看这个地球
？So today, how do you view this world?
我们有个弟兄说。
We have a brother that said,
这个地球上面的这个天呢，就像一个棺材板的上方。
The sky of this world is like the lid to a coffin.
我们站的地呢，就像棺材板的底部。
And the earth that we stand on is like the bottom of the coffin.
所以亚当的后代生在这个天地之间呢，就是装在棺材里头。
So the descendants of Adam, which were born into this world, lives in this coffin.
这整个地球呢，就是一个大坟墓。
And this entire world is a large graveyard.
从亚当到今天。
From Adam until now.
有多少亿的人，有多少亿的死人被埋在这个地球的里面。
How many billions of millions of people died on this earth and were buried?
朋友们。
Friends.
你甘心这样吗？
Are you satisfied with this?
你满意这样的结局吗？
Are you satisfied with such an outcome?
最近我遇到一个年长的一个伯母。
Recently, I met an elderly sister.
她向我讲一些话，让我感触很深。
And she spoke a few words to me that truly touched my heart.
因为她在近两年的时候
，In these past 2 years,
连续失去了两个儿子。
She consecutively lost 2 sons.
都是在四五十岁的时候。
Both were in their 40s and 50s.
他们就死了。
And they passed away.
她见到我的时候，她说什么
？When she met me, what did she say?
她说：“我觉得非常的不值。”
And she said that she felt her life was so worthless, unworthy.
她觉得说，我的一生就是一场空。
And she said that her entire life was but empty.
我觉得她的感触是对的。
And I feel that her feelings were right.
死亡就是一场空。
Death is all but empty.
只有永生才带给我们真实的盼望。
Only eternal life can bring us hope.
带给我们生命真正的价值。
That brings us true meaning and purpose to our life.
所以当时临到众人的时候
，So when sin came to all man,
使神给我们救赎的路
，God gave us the road to salvation.
在第十七节那里他说
，In verse 17 it says,
他说若因一人的过犯死，就因这一人做了王。
For if by the transgression of the one death reigned through the one.
何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的。岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中作王吗
？Much more those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ.
因为亚当的过犯
，because of Adam's transgression，
死掌权了
，sin reigned，
死掌权了
，sin reigned。
他是怎么掌权的
？How did it reign？
圣经告诉我们
，The Bible tells us，
死的毒钩就是罪
，That the sting of death is sin。
死的毒钩就是罪。
That the death, the sting of death is sin.
所以朋友们
So friends,
我们不要享受罪中之乐。
We do not want to enjoy sin.
那个每一个罪，它都是毒钩。
That every sin is a sting.
是死亡所放出来的毒钩。
It is what death has placed out there for us.
而且说罪的权势就是律法。
And the power of sin is law.
神怎么说呢？
What did God say?
他说律法它是后来加上去的。
He said that the law was added on later.
为了要叫过犯显露。
So that the transgressions may be revealed.
所以神给我们律法。
So God gives us the law.
神给我们道德。
God gives us morals.
他不是说你可以去守律法。
He doesn't say you can go follow the law.
不是说你可以去守道德。
He doesn't say you can go follow these morals.
他乃是要让我们因着有律法和道德的缘故，看见我们很多的失败。
But he wanted us to see our many failures through the law and through the morals.
律法讲到我们要拜独一的真神。
And the law says that we ought to worship the one true God.
我们敬拜他了吗？
Have we worshipped him?
讲到我们要孝敬父母，我们孝敬了吗？
Says we are to honor our parents. Have we honored them?
不可说谎，不可作假见证。
To not lie, to not make false testimony.
不可偷窃。
Not to steal.
不可贪心。
Not to be greedy.
我们都做到了吗？
Have we accomplished all this?
如果我们诚实的话，
If we're truthful,
我们马上可以找出100件我们没有做到的事情。
We can list out 100 easily things that we did not, we could not do.
所以我们如果要靠行为来得救，朋友们，这是不通的路。
So friends, if we're to be saved through our actions and our deeds, it is a dead end.
今天地上的宗教都是叫你去做好人。
The religions of this earth tell us all to be good people.
做好事。
To do good deeds.
你要做多少才能够达到神的标准？
And you have to do this much to reach the standard of God.
今天最最简单的定义。
And the most simple
definition. 就是不像神。
It is to not be like God.
不像神。
To not be like God.
我们所做的东西不像神所做的。
The things that we do are not the things that God would do.
我们都越过了神所给我们那个范围。
And we have crossed over the boundaries that God has set for us.
我们射箭都打不到神所要的那个红心那个目标。
That when we shoot the arrow, we're unable to hit the bullseye.
在公义上面。
In regards to righteousness.
在圣洁方面。
In purity.
在爱心方面。
In love.
在温柔方面。
In gentleness.
在谦卑方面。
In humility.
朋友们，我们很快就可以看到，我们根本没有达到神的目标。
Friends, we can see that we truly have not met His standard.
这就是罪。
And this is sin.
所以，罪用律法作为它的权势。
So sin uses the law to be its power.
罪用律法来定我们的罪。
And sin uses the law to condemn us of our
sins. 让我们一条一条的去犯它。
So that we would commit them over and over again.
并且罪的工价乃是死。
And the wages of sin is death.
罪我们可以犯。
We can commit sin.
但是你会得到一个工价的。
But you will receive a wage for that.
这个工价呢就是死亡。
And this wage is sin.
所以如果你知道你会死。
So if you know that you will die.
你就必须得承认你也是个罪人。
You ought to confess that you are a sinner.
你也需要救主。
That you also need the Savior.
就是耶稣基督。
That is our Lord Jesus.
好，把我们从罪恶中拯救出来。
Who delivers us from sin.
神的救法是这样。
And his salvation is such.
第十八节他说。
In verse 18 it says.
如此说来，因一次的过犯，众人都被定罪。
So then as through one transgression, there resulted condemnation to all men.
照样，因一次的义行，众人也就被称义，得生命了。
Even so, through one act of righteousness, there resulted justification of life to all men.
这里讲到两个人。
Here it speaks of two men.
一个是亚当。
One is Adam.
是第一个人。
That he is the first man.
一个就是耶稣基督。
And the next is
是第二个人。
The Lord Jesus Christ. He is the second man.
因为亚当这第一个人，他一次的过犯。
And said that because of Adam, through one transgression,
众人都被定罪了。
All men were condemned.
那么照样，因着第二个人耶稣，他一次的义行，所以众人都称义得生命了。
But in the same way, through the act of righteousness of Jesus, one man, all are justified.
这里讲到神来解决我们所犯的重罪的问题。
Speaks of how God takes care of all the problem of our sins.
这里讲到我们具体行为的问题，所犯的过错的问题。
It talks about the problem of our deeds and our transgressions.
那么在前面的一节里面，就是第九节，他讲到说，现在我们既靠他的血称义。
And in one of the previous verses, verse 9, it says that, having now been justified by his blood.
是耶稣这位无罪的人，他的血给我们用上。
It was the sin of Jesus who was. It was the blood of Jesus who was sinless.
刚才我们讲到救主降生。
Earlier we spoke of how the Savior, descended to this earth.
他在地上生活了33年半。
He was born and he lived on this earth for 33.5 years.
他不仅接受犹太人所有眼光给他的检验。
Not only did he go through, the.Examination of all the Jews.
并且他也接受神还有撒旦在暗中所有一切的查看。
But he went, underwent the examination of Satan and God.
最后证明他就是无瑕疵无玷污的羔羊神的羔羊。
And at the end, the conclusion was that he was the blameless and spotless lamb of God.
所以他就被献祭。
So he was sacrificed.
他在十字架上为我们把血流出来。
And on the cross, he shed his blood for us.
神要称我们为义。
God wants to justify us.
他必须在公义里面来做。
But he must do it in righteousness.
只有一位无罪的，他的血才能够满足这个公义的要求。
Only one who is without sin can fulfill this requirement.
所以叫仇敌完全无话可说。
So that the enemy has no word to say.
所以所有靠着耶稣信他得救的人。
So all those who through Jesus believe.
我们的救恩都是有把握的。
Our salvation, has assurance.
都是非常确定的。
It is very sure.
因为神的儿子无瑕疵的血为我们献祭。
Because the Son of God, his blood, blameless blood was shed for us.
神对罪的愤怒完全消了。
And the wrath of God that he had towards sin was completely dissolved.
我们可以称义，可以得生命。
So we are justified and we can receive life.
称义是把我们的罪通通取消。
To be justified means to blot out all our sins.
如同没有犯过罪一样。
As if we did not commit any at all.
朋友们。
Friends.
这是何等的恩典。
This is such a grace.
我们哪里配得？
How are we worthy?
我们做了什么？
What have we done?
宗教叫你做很多。
Religions tell you to do much.
但是主救我们的时候一样也没有要求。
But when our Lord saved us, he did not require anything.
因为他知道要求我们也是做不到的。
Because he knows that even if he did, we would not be able to, complete it.
罪人他的职业就是犯罪。
Because the occupation of man is to sin.
这是已经 built in, 已经隐藏在我们人里面的东西。
This is something that is hidden within us.
我们要把罪除掉。
If we are to get rid of sin,
就如同豹想把它皮肤上的斑点给去掉。
So as if a leopard would like to erase the spots on his fur.
就像黑人想把他皮肤变白。
Just as African Americans would like to be white.
那是不可能的。
It's impossible.
因为它已经深入到我们身上的每一个细胞。
Because it is, engraved into every cell of our body.
所以神的审判就是这个旧造的人要死。
So the judgment of God is that this created man would die.
所以基督徒也不例外。
And Christians are not.
基督徒肉身也要死的。
They're not an exception. Their physical body will die.
但是我们所得的生命。
But the life that we've received.
耶稣基督的生命。
The life of Jesus.
永生。
Eternal life.
那是蛮有把握的。
It is full of assurance.
那是稳固在天上，在神那边的。
And it is, assured in heaven.
后面继续讲第十九节
it continues to say in verse 19
因一人的悖逆众人成为罪人
for as through the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners
照样因一人的顺从众人也成为义了
even so through the obedience of the one the many will be made righteous
前面一节神是来对付我们所犯的罪的问题
the previous verseDeals with our sins.
后面这一节呢，是对付我们里面的一个罪性的问题。
And the following verse deals with the nature of sin within us.
因为这一节讲到是一人的悖逆。
Because it speaks of the transgression of one.
是他里面那个心那个态度的问题。
It is a problem of the heart and his attitude.
所以因着悖逆，亚当成为罪人。
So because of transgression, Adam became a sinner.
是众亚当的子孙也成为罪人。
And all his descendants are sinners as well.
但是还有一个比这更大的。
But there's something greater than this.
因一人的顺从，众人也成为义了。
Through the one man's obedience, through the obedience of the one, the many will be made righteous.
所以第二个人，耶稣基督，他因为顺服神。
So the second man, Jesus Christ, because he obeyed God.
朋友们，你可以好好的读一下福音书。
Friends, you can read in detail the gospel.
看看主耶稣顺服神到什么样的地步。
Of how, what, to what point Jesus obeyed God.
虽然他自己跟神一样有智慧，有权柄。
Even though he was just as God, he had wisdom, he had power.
但是当他来做人的时候，他完全听父神所有一切的指挥，所有的命令。
But when he became a man, he obeyed every command and will of God.
所以是他的顺从，把义也赐给我们了。
So it is through his obedience that we received righteousness.
所以前面那个是称义的问题，就是把我们的过犯给 justified 了，称我们为义的。
So the first verse talks about how we are justified.
现在讲到基督的义要成为我们的义了。
And then it talks about how the righteousness of Christ shall become our righteousness.
所以神要借着十字架把我们里面的罪性也解决。
So God, through the cross, will take care of the sinful nature within us.
这是神全备的救恩。
This is the complete and perfect salvation of God.
朋友，如果你有心信主。
Friends, if you have a desire to believe.
你不要担心说哎呀我信了主以后那我就是做不到呀我还是继续犯罪呀所以我不能信主
Don't worry about that after you believe in the Lord you will continue to sin
刚才我举我自己的例子
Earlier I mentioned my own testimony
其实我的罪比这个多得多了
And in fact my sins are greater far greater than this
但是蒙恩得救这三十年来
But having come to know the Lord in these 30 years
因着主的工作
Through the work of the Lord.
真的是把我从罪中释放出来。
He has truly delivered me from sin.
罪是一个大的权势。
Because sin is a great power.
是你我都胜过他的。
It is something that you and I cannot overcome.
所以圣经说罪作了王就叫人死。
So the Bible tells us that the sin reigned and caused man to die.
王的意思就是说他有权柄。
And to reign means that he has power.
他要你做你就不能不做。
And if he wants you to do something, you cannot but do it.
我们从前都是这样。
And we were all like this before.
但今天感谢神。
Yet today we thank God.
他的救恩在我们身上有功效。
That his salvation is completed in us.
我们可以借着神儿子的救赎。
That through the salvation of the Son of God.
不仅被称义。
Not only are we justified.
得生命。
And receive his life.
而且成为义了。
But we are now deemed righteous.
我们不仅因信称义。
And even though, and even after being justified by faith.
圣经说我们还与神和好。
The Bible tells us that we are to be reconciled to God.
你也许都不觉得自己跟神没有和好。
Maybe you didn't think that you were in conflict with God.
啊，我来解释一下。
Let me explain.
在属灵的世界里面有两个国度。
There, in the spiritual realm, there are two kingdoms.
一个是属神的爱子的光明国度。
One is the glorious kingdom that belongs to the Son of God.
一个是属撒旦魔鬼的黑暗国度。
And one is the dark kingdom of Satan.
在神爱子的国度里面是光明和爱。
And in the kingdom of God's beloved Son, there's light and there's love.
所以在那里充满了生命。
And so there it is filled with life.
撒旦黑暗的国度里面。
And in the darkness of Satan's kingdom,
它所充满的是黑暗，是仇恨。
It is filled with darkness and hatred.
所以里面是一片的死亡。
So inside is death.
我想我们做梦的时候最怕梦见那种的环境。
I think that when we dream, we fear to dream these things.
我们有时候不知道什么原因，我们就梦见了我们在那样的环境，阴森森的，很可怕的，那是黑暗权势的一种表现。
Sometimes we will dream of being in such an environment, so dark and full of hatred.
今天我们不是在这个国度，就是在另外一个国度。
And today, if we're not in this kingdom, then we're in that kingdom.
没有中立国的。
There's no in between.
而这两个国度呢，是在一个敌对的状态，是这个战争的状态。
And these two kingdoms are in conflict with each other.
与撒旦向神挑战。
Because Satan has declared war on God.
他掀起了这个战争。
And he initiated this war.
那么，既然在敌对状态。
And even though they are at war.
在这个国度的，就是另外一个国度的仇敌。
Those who are in this kingdom are the enemies of those in that kingdom.
一个非常简单的比方。
A very simple, example.Illustration.
你听福音到现在听了多久？
How long has it been since you've heard the gospel?
你跟神和好了吗？
Have you been reconciled to God?
你心跟神同心了吗？
Is your heart now united with God's heart?
如果还没有，
If not yet,
为什么这么难？
Why is it so difficult?
因为就是在一个敌对状态。
It's becauseWe're in battle.
所以神告诉我们说，他要借着我们的主耶稣基督，叫我们与神和好。
So God says that through Jesus Christ, He is to allow us to have peace with God.
这怎么和好法？
And how are we to be reconciled?
他要把我们搬个家。
He wants to move us.
他要把我们换一个名册。
He wants to move us into a different book of names.
他要给我们换一个国籍，换一个国度。
He wants to transfer us into a different kingdom.
本来我们都是属神的。
Originally, we all belong to God.
但是我们在亚当打那场仗失败的时候。
But when Adam fell in that battle.
我们都成为俘虏了。
We became captives.
我们被掳到敌人的阵营里面去了。
And we were taken captive by the enemy.
所以朋友们。
So friends,
有人这样说，为什么我不信耶稣，我就一定要下地狱呢？
Some people ask, why do I have to go to hell if I don't believe in Jesus?
其实我们不是因为不肯信耶稣才下地狱的。
In reality, it's not that we go to hell because we're not willing to believe.
因为我们出生就是在黑暗国度里头的。
Because when we were born, we were born into this darkness.
是在黑暗的王掌权的国度里面的。
And we were born under the authority of the king of darkness.
除非有人来救你。
Unless someone comes to save you.
所以我们几年前在伊拉克那边有战争。
So a few years ago, there was the war in Iraq.
有一个美国女兵被俘虏了，放在医院里面。
There was an American soldier who was taken captive and taken to the hospital.
美国不惜花大量的金钱和冒着很大的危险，他空降他们的特种部队到医院去把他救出来。
And through much effort, the U.S. government sent the U.S.special forces to save her, to rescue her.
当那个女兵被救回来的时候，举国欢喜啊！
And when she was brought back to the U.S., the entire nation was joyful.
当有一个人从撒旦的国度被救回来的时候，神和众天使和所有基督徒也都欢喜。
So when someone is delivered from the kingdom of darkness,God and all the angels and all Christians together are joyful.
所以我们被救回来的时候就跟神和好了。
So when we are delivered, we are reconciled with God.
我们的名字就从死亡的名册换到生命册上。
And our name is transferred from the book of death to the book of life.
不仅与神和好。
Not only are we reconciled with God.
而且从此以后我们开始可以与人和好。
But from then on, we're able to be reconciled with man.
朋友们，人际关系带给我们多少的痛苦。
Friends, the personal, interpersonal relationships bring us such suffering.
我们需要主的拯救。
So we need the salvation of the Lord.
夫妻两个人。
between husband and
wife. 为什么很多的问题?
Why are there so many problems?
因为两个罪人。
Because you have two sinners.
两个自我中心的人。
And two very selfish people.
两个爱自己过于爱对方的人。
And two people who love themselves more than the other.
这没有难处是不可能的。
And so it is impossible to not have problems.
主要给我们一个新的生命。
But God wants to give us a new life.
让爱的充满他。
So that love can fill them.
因为这个生命本身就是爱。
And this, the nature of this life is love.
所以我们可以去爱人如己。
So that we can love man as ourselves.
不但与人和好。
Not only can we be reconciled to man,
与自己和好。
But we are reconciled to ourselves.
我们可以接纳我们这个人。
We can accept ourselves.
也许你对你的相貌、你的身高、你的体重都不是很满意。
Maybe you're not satisfied with your appearance, your height.
对你的智慧、对你的整个人生的成就也不是很满意。
And not very satisfied with your accomplishments and your life here on earth.
但是在神的救恩里。
But in the salvation of God.
你得着了一个尊贵。
You have received something precious. You have received glory.
地上这些东西都没有关系。
And all the things of this earth does not matter.
所以保罗告诉我们。
So Paul tells us.
我们不仅因信称义，与神和好。
Not only are we justified by faith and reconciled to God.
并且因信得以进入现在所站的恩典当中。
But we have been brought into the grace in which we stand.
当我们信主的那一刹那。
And at the moment when we believe in the Lord,
外面的里面得了生命。
Not only do we receive life within,
并且我们的脚乃是踩进一个恩典的范围里头。
But our feet have stepped into this boundary of grace.
律法叫过犯显多。
It's because the law allows transgressions to be manifest.
但是圣经的话说，罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多。
But the Bible tells us that where there is sin, grace abounds even more.
恩典比罪更多。
There is more grace than sin.
恩典比罪更强。
Grace is more powerful than sin.
恩典比罪更大。
Grace is greater than sin.
所以恩典的主就是我们的主耶稣基督。
So this gracious Lord is our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他来拯救。
So he came to save us.
给我们带来荣耀的盼望。
To give us this glorious hope.
朋友们，你有盼望。
Friends, do you have hope?
当一个人对明天没有盼望的时候，
When a person does not have hope for tomorrow,
对将来没有盼望的时候，
When they have no hope for the future,
这是很可怜的。
It is so sad.
人之所以会自杀，
That is why man commits,
是因为他看不见明天有希望。
Suicide because they cannot see the hope for tomorrow.
我在还没蒙恩得救的时候，
Before I believed in the Lord,
我也看见人生没有希望。
I saw that there was no hope in life.
我在罪的里面受尽各种的折磨和痛苦。
And I suffered in sin.
我要自杀。
And I wanted to commit suicide.
我的身心都受到极大的创伤。
And my heart was truly traumatized.
但是在主耶稣救我的那个晚上。
But when I was saved on that night.
恩典进来。
Grace came in.
恩典大过我的罪。
And grace overcame my sin.
恩典大过我人生那个悲惨的命运。
And sin, grace was greater than the sorrows of my life.
所以他带给一个完全崭新的人生。
So that it gave me a new life.
因为那个荣耀的盼望。
Because of this glorious hope.
所以我得着了一个妻子。
So I now have a wife.
得着三个儿女。
And I have three children.
得着父母和兄弟们的得救。
And I my parents and siblings have believed.
所以主耶稣带给我们是一个有盼望的人生。
So Jesus brings to us a life full of hope.
并且他要把我们改变。
Not only that, but he wants us to change.
改变像他的生命那样的荣耀。
He wants us to change us into the glory of his life.
这是我们荣耀的盼望。
This is our glorious hope.
并且我们带着这个荣耀的身体。
And we carry with us this glorious body.
要进到神荣耀的国度里面去。
To enter into the glorious kingdom of God.
因为主耶稣复活了。
Because Jesus resurrected.
主耶稣的死只不过是代替我们的死。
And Jesus' death was only substituting for our death.
他从死里复活的时候是把死亡给吞灭了。
And when he was risen from the dead, he swallowed up death.
众子一同带到荣耀里面去。
To bring all many sons into glory.
所以这个福音被称为大好信息。
So this good news, this gospel is the good news.
是一个真正的大喜的信息。
It is the true good news of great joy.
愿神祝福你。
May God bless you.
今天能得救。
That you may believe today.
做耶稣基督做救主。
So that you may receive Jesus as your Savior.
好吧，我们来唱一下刚才那首诗歌。
Let's sing the hymn that we sang earlier.
耶稣爱我。
Jesus loves me.
这里讲到说，耶稣爱我，耶稣爱我，在我生命中最大的福分就是耶稣爱我。
It says, Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me and you. The greatest blessing in your life is Jesus forever loves me.
请我们的弟兄把它换到刚才那个版本啊，耶稣爱我。
We'll ask the brother to switch it back to the other version.
他接着说，耶稣爱我，耶稣爱我，在我生命中最大的盼望就是耶稣他能救我。
Says Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me. The greatest hope in my life is that Jesus can save me.
救我脱离脱离罪恶权势。
So that I can be rid of sin.
带我进入进入光明国度。
And to allow me to bring me into the glorious kingdom.
Oh, 耶稣爱我，他能救我，耶稣永远爱我。
Oh, Jesus loves me. He can save me. Jesus forever loves me.
好，如果没有找到没关系，我们就自己把它转换了。我们神给人很聪明。好，我们请大家起立好吗
？We ask all to stand.
我们把这首诗歌唱两次。
We'll sing through this hymn twice.
朋友们，唱给自己听。
Friends, sing to yourself.
耶稣真的爱你。
Jesus truly loves you.
不要拒绝他。
Don't reject him.
拒绝他，我们的人生将是悲惨的。
If you reject him, your life will be pitiful.
选择他，那就是荣耀的盼望。
And if you choose him, that is the hope of glory. Remember to change it to Jesus loves me.
来。
Together.
耶稣爱我，耶稣爱我，在我生命中最大的福分就是耶稣永远爱我。生命中最大的盼望就是耶稣他能救我，救我脱离脱离罪恶权势，带我进入进入光明国度。耶稣爱我，他能救我，耶稣永远爱我，耶稣爱我，耶稣爱我，在我生命中最大的福分就是耶稣永远爱我，耶稣救我，耶稣救我，在我生命中最大的盼望就是耶稣他能救我，救我脱离脱离罪恶权势，带我进入进入光明国度。他能救我，耶稣永远。 再用祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
朋友们
，Friends，
神的话已经释放在你的耳中。
The word of God has been spoken to you.
盼望能达到你的心里。
We hope that it may reach your heart.
诗歌我们也唱了。
We have sang hymns.
这些都是真真实实的。
These are true and real.
耶稣爱你。
Jesus loves you.
他能救你。
He can save you.
我们在这里有简单的呼召。
We have a simple call here.
凡是愿意的，请举个手来接受他为救主。
For those who are willing, please raise their hand to receive him as your savior.
让他救你脱离罪恶权势。
To save you from the dominion of sin.
救你进入光明爱的国度。
And to save you and bring you into the kingdom of light and love.
有哪位愿意的，请你把手举起来。
Is there anyone who is willing? Please raise your hand.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主看到了。好，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。好，还有哪位？好，还有，好，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。还有哪位？
Is there anyone else?
还有哪位愿意的？
Is anyone else who's willing?
朋友们，我为神恳求你。
Friends, I plead on behalf of the Lord.
不要再拒绝他。
Do not reject him.
他一直爱你。
Because he loves you.
从来没有改变。
And his love will never change.
虽然你一直不选择他。
Even though you keep rejecting him.
他却早已经拣选你了。
But he has chosen you from early on.
你的拖延只是使你晚得他的福分。
And your delay causes you to receive his blessings later.
更多经历人生的痛苦。
To continue to experience the sufferings of this world.
为何要拒绝他呢？
Why do you want to reject him?
为何要再拖延呢？
Why delay this any longer?
因为时间的缘故，我不能再等太久。
Because of time, I cannot wait anymore.
还有愿意的，请你一起把手举起来。
Is there anyone else? Please raise your hand.
今天就得到救主的救恩。
To receive the salvation of our Savior today.
就得到永远的生命。
To receive eternal life.
还有愿意的吗？
Is there anyone else who is willing?
请举一下手。
Please raise your hand.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord. Thank
还有吗？
Is there anyone else?
还有哪位？
Is there anyone else?
还有哪位？
Is there anyone else?
好，我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
我们祷告的时候，如果你愿意，就是刚才你没举手，也可以祷告。
And as we pray, even though you did not raise your hand, you can pray along with us.
神知道你的心声。
Because God knows your heart.
也许你的心比你的手还要软。
Maybe your heart is softer than your hand.
请跟我一起祷告。
Please pray together with me.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Dear Lord Jesus.
我感谢你。
I thank you.
谢谢你爱我。
Thank you for loving me.
爱我到今天。
And love me till this day.
你在十字架上。
You are on the cross.
把你的爱向我完全显明了。
And you manifested your love completely to me.
今天这爱感动我。
And today this love has touched me.
我打开我的心门。
And I open up the doors of my heart.
来接受你。
To accept you.
接受你为我的救主。
To accept you as my savior.
主救我脱离罪恶权势。
Lord, save me from the dominion of sin.
主救我进入光明国度。
And save me and bring me into this glorious kingdom.
用你的爱充满我。
To fill me with your love.
用你的爱包围我。
And surround me with your love.
让我活在你的爱中。
So that I may live in your love.
活在你的恩典中。
To live in your grace.
主，你是我的主。
Lord, you are my Lord.
我要爱你。
And I want to love you.
奉献生命给你。
To commit my life to you.
你怎样把自己献上为着我。
And how you offered your life for me.
让我也献上自己为着你。
Allow me to offer myself for you.
求主悦纳我。
Lord, grant this.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' most holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 请坐。